While Californians are paying over $5 per gallon at the pump, state oil refineries boast high profit margins. This, according to a report from Consumer Watchdog, based on data released from the California Energy Commission. The data reveals profit margins reaching $1.24 per gallon in April, compared to just 49 cents per gallon in January. Consumer Watchdog President Jamie Court said this April margin is hurting consumers and is unjustified.
We're paying $1.50 more per gallon than the average U.S. driver, but only 87 cents of that is justified by our higher taxes and environmental fees, which pays for roads and to stop greenhouse gas. But the rest of the money is pure profit for these oil refiners. And it's a real problem because Californians, saw a huge price spike. It's like a $2 a gallon increase since January, and people don't have that in their budgets.
According to data provided by the CEC, a breakdown of gas prices confirms Court's claim. Crude oil cost does increase 87 cents, but margins on refining and distribution rose by $1.12 per gallon. Court says that this is a failure of Governor Gavin Newsom's administration due to special legislative sessions following similar price spikes in 2022 and 2023. As a result, reforms were indeed suggested, but they were never written into law.
The rules were to create a price gouging penalty authorized in 2023 to take back the extra profits over whatever level the Energy Commission would choose to set. We would think $70, $80 per gallon. You know, anything over that should go back to the public. So now we're at $1.24 a gallon. And those rules were never written because, unfortunately, the Newsom administration chickened out.
Court says it is on the next governor to put these reforms into law. Though hopeful, he says he is reining in his expectations. The next governor will likely be Democratic candidate Javier Becerra, who received large donations from oil refineries during the primary elections. He received upward of $500,000 from Chevron alone. While oil refineries averaged at that $1.24 increase, Chevron's margin was much greater. They reported $1.35 per gallon, making them the most profitable refiner on the market.
I'm looking at the new governor, who would probably be Javier Becerra, as though he's a clean slate. But obviously, he's not as partial to consumers' position as Tom Steyer was. Tom Steyer embraced the price gouging penalty, saying, I'm going to put that in first day in office. Javier Becerra hasn't said anything about that.
Court predicts that the profit margins for May will be even greater. The CEC responded to comment, saying, quote, in 2023 and 2024, CEC held three workshops to assess the impacts of the gross gasoline refining margin and conducted its own initial assessment of the impacts. Based on these findings, CEC commissioners voted to deprioritize the implementation of the GGRM and focus on petroleum supply stabilization tools. The CEC plans to release a report in early 2027 that focuses on additional GGRM analysis, including statutorily required cost-benefit analyses, end quote. For KPFA News, I'm Kennedy Cuello.